Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to another episode of State of Our Nation. Now, I know that many of you, and that's those of you who are paying attention to this podcast, would be accustomed to see the format of me interviewing a guest. However, this morning, we are going to do things a little differently. We'll be running solo this morning, and I'm going to be touching on an issue that for some might be quite sensitive. However, one which, as a journalist, I have no intention of tiptoeing around. Now, last Saturday, many of you who would have tuned in to the press conference held by Prime Minister Mia Mo-Motley, which she did from New York after attending the UNGA summit, she made it clear that we are fast approaching the point when a decision has to be made on the issue of mandatory vaccines. Now, for the past 5 days, Barbados has surpassed the 150 threshold for positive COVID-19 cases, and that's the daily number every day. We have recorded 16 deaths from the deadly virus this month alone. And we are seeing a situation where businesses would have taken it upon themselves to start putting in place their own measures and protocols, as they have and continue to suffer casualties as a result of the pandemic. Now, this is despite already having an agreement in the social partnership that everyone would pretty much hold strain and take a wait and see approach as it relates to government's attempts to educate the public. Many of them pretty much have given the signal that the wait is over, and that they have to act now with or without the government. Now, it's the view of the medical fraternity that the only way back for some level of normalcy and to prevent the proliferation of more deadly variants, such as the Delta variant, which is impacting us right now, is through vaccinations. What appears at first glance to be a simple equation has certainly been made a complex snowballing situation where persons across the region are making it quite clear that their right to choice in this matter will not be infringed upon under no circumstances. Now, using the provisions under the Health and Safety Act, some companies have already implemented policies that demand that their workers either be fully vaccinated or that they present a negative PCR test before entering the work premises. All of this is happening at a time when human resources in our healthcare system are under immense pressure, and they are actually being under severe threat of being overrun. And there is also the talk of needing booster shots. So it now poses a question to what is the case with persons who would have been inoculated months ago. According to AstraZeneca research, however, they are saying for the time being that those who would have taken the AstraZeneca vaccine may not need booster shots, but the research does not bear out to be the same when it comes to the other brands of vaccines. Now, the Prime Minister said in response to this that basically there is likely to be a blended approach to the issue and a combination of vaccination and testing in the formulation of some national policy. She added that government was committed to ensuring that PCR tests remain free, with the exception of persons who are traveling. It is difficult to say if this approach is going to appease the labor movement, who are already using words such as coercion, bullying, to describe what is being attempted by the private sector. However, there are some questions that still loom as it relates to exactly how this approach, as hinted at by the Prime Minister, is going to work. First thing that comes to mind is the question of sustainability. As it relates to this initiative of PCR tests, currently, government charges $100 Barbados dollars for a PCR test for persons traveling. Additionally, some private labs have popped up with the permission of government, and they charge around $350 per test the last time I checked. Now, based on this price ranges, as I would have quoted, and one would assume, rightly so, that in the principles of profit and loss, etc., that, you know, have an idea what the cost price for these tests would be, which includes reagents, etc. It is needless to say that this exercise is not a cheap one for the taxpayers of Barbados, when one considers especially that close to 150,000 Barbadians are yet to receive their first dose of the vaccine. Now, apart from costs to the public coffers, there is the issue of downtime, and this is quite an interesting one. Judging from the lines which I have seen recently for persons waiting for PCR tests, especially if you go to the gymnasium, you will see those lines almost wrapping around the building. It is pretty much a whole day exercise. There is no quick in, quick out system, especially in this surge, this latest surge. The lab takes about 1 to 2 days for persons to get back results. So what does this mean? In my humble view, it means that it would be at least 3 days that an employee will not be at work, repeated as often times per month as the employer demands that the person must be tested in order to maintain that safety at work that they are establishing in their policy. Now, that's 3 days of loss of production that somebody has to pay for. The only question now is, who is going to be paying for that? We see businesses taking it upon themselves to move full steam ahead with their own kind of action. Last week, Ruby sent a memo indicating that unvaccinated workers had to seek permission to be on the premises, and that the company would be requiring regular PCR tests at the expense of such employees. Now, obviously, the Prime Minister cleared that up. Government would be footing the bill for those tests. However, what still has not been answered is who's going to be paying for the downtime that it takes for these regular tests to be conducted. The new regulations did not apply to gas station workers, since the dealers were allowed to set their own policy. Additionally, a West Coast hotel has already set a mandatory vaccination policy for its workers. Meanwhile, President of the Human Resource Management Association of Barbados, in response to these actions of the regional oil company, said that mandating vaccines for certain sectors would not be off the table. Some unvaccinated workers will affect their company's abilities to operate. Meanwhile, President of the Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Anthony Branker, he described the Rubis move as a test case, and one which is just likely the tip of the iceberg, as he expects more businesses to follow this example. Now, I am not a lawyer by any stretch of the imagination. However, it appears that it is now going to be a face-off between two pieces of legislation, and it may very well come down to the courts to decide which trumps the other. The Safety and Health at Work Act, this provides for the employer to provide safe and healthy work environment for both workers and others who may be in the workplace, and also has the responsibility for undertaking the risk assessment, along with steps to be taken to reduce or mitigate them. And on the other hand, you have the Employment Prevention of Discrimination Act. Among other things, this prohibits discrimination against persons' medical condition. Employers are prohibited from requiring the person to be tested either as a precondition for new employment or for continuing employment.
You can contact your Nation Publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503-04. Email subscribers@nationnews.com. Email epapersupport@nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
So, this is quite a quandary. Which one of these legislations is going to trump the interests of public interest versus the maintenance of persons? Some may describe it as human rights or rights to choose. That's pretty much going to be what is going to be on the table at this point. Now, at the end of the day, I am not here to cast judgment on those who are against vaccines or those who have taken vaccines. And in the interest of full disclosure, I am fully vaccinated. I do believe that is the smart thing to do. But at the same time, I don't discredit those who have chosen a different path. But at the end of the day, this is a conversation, and I just want persons to understand that this is something, in my view, that the country is going to be having a serious conversation along this line, and decisions are going to have to be made one way or the other, whether the government step forward and makes those decisions, or the court puts the guidelines in place, or again, businesses, there you continue to have this wrangling between business and labor, which is quite untenable. That's pretty much from me, folks. I do hope you enjoyed my first solo outing as it relates to just sitting down and sharing my thoughts. And I do want to wish everyone a very productive day, whatever you are putting your hands to, that may be successful. Thank you again for joining me, and do have a pleasant day.